Would you join with me in prayer? Father, thank you for this morning to worship you. The privilege of being reminded of your great love for us, that Jesus died for our sins and rose again from the dead. That Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, above all rule and authority and power and dominion, above every name that's named. And that he has absolute authority over creation, over Satan, over demons, authority over sickness, authority over any opposition that would stop us from seeking and finding you, Jesus. Jesus, we ask you to exercise your authority in the service and over every person's life. We pray that every person here would feel your love and freedom, would be set free, would be filled with the Spirit, would find salvation by calling upon your name, and would experience your absolute perfect healing in body, soul, and spirit. And I pray for that and ask for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to welcome you who are joining us in live stream. We are back in our series in the book of James. Just do it. This whole series is about being doers of God's word. James is basically emphasizing that faith works. That's it. Faith works. It is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone that we're saved. And we live the Christian life by faith. And that faith that apprehends and lays hold of Christ works itself out in our lives in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the emphasis of the book of James is how we work out that faith, which is ours, in Jesus alone. So we've been looking at each passage as we've been breaking down this study on what it is that we're to do. How are we to be doers of the word? And in the passage that we have this morning, it's this: just pray and seek the Lord for healing. Just pray and seek the Lord for healing. This is what it says in James chapter 5. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call on the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. And if they've sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. This week and next week, we're going to look at this passage. And today, we're focusing on the primary thrust, which is seek the Lord for healing. Pray and seek the Lord for healing. Now, the first thing that James tells us is how prayer is the response to every emotional, spiritual, physical condition we might find ourselves in life. So wherever you are in your spiritual journey today, your response, based on Scripture, is to pray and seek the Lord. You say, JP, how do you get that? Well, first of all, it says this: is anyone among you in trouble? So he addresses those of us whose life situation might be in trouble. That word is translated in many passages of the New Testament as difficulty, hardship, or even suffering. So let me just straw poll it here. This isn't scientific, but in the last month, how many of you found yourself in any kind of trouble? Okay, God says, pray. Pray. Then he says, is anyone happy? This is a word to be cheerful, to be of good spirits, to be rejoicing, to have joy. In the past month, have you ever found yourself feeling happy? Just raise your hand. Yeah, you know what God says? Give praise to God. Pray. Thank God. Recognize it was God that gave you that good gift of having a happy heart, of being joyful, of being of good spirits. That came from God. So go back to God and say, thank you. Praise him. Pray. So if you're in trouble, pray. If you're happy, pray. And then he says, is anyone among you sick? Now, there's two words for being sick here in this passage. The next word that he's going to use in just a verse or two exclusively means physical sickness, some kind of disease or bodily infirmity or struggle. But this word isn't exclusively physical sickness. It means to be weak or feeble or in need. So it can mean physically weak or sick. It can mean emotionally weak or sick. It can mean psychologically weak or sick. It can mean spiritually weak or sick. So in the last month, in body, soul, or spirit, has anyone here been weak or sick? Raise your hand. Yeah, you know what he says? Call the elders and have them pray over you. And he says, the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they've sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. So we're to pray when we're in trouble. We're to pray when we're happy. We're to pray when we're sick. We're to pray when we've sinned. I'm not even going to do a show of hands on that one. And I certainly don't need to go back the last month. I could go back the last hour getting ready to come to church. And the response, you see, is to confess our sins in prayer and to ask for God's forgiveness and healing in prayer. The point is pray. Bring God into every part of your life. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Seek the Lord. And in particular, in this passage, if you're sick. In particular, if you're sick. See, the promise of prayer in this passage is that, and the prayer offered in faith by the elders in accompanying with the anointing of oil, the Lord will raise them up. And the Lord will heal them. This is a really interesting passage. In some ways, it's a very simple passage, and in some ways, a very difficult passage. Let me just give you a little personal story in reference to this, because I think I shared with you just in the last couple of weeks in talking about James, the time when Pastor Greg and I were in South Africa, and God had really laid it on both of our hearts to pray for this child and to really ask in faith that God would heal this child, and in our visible observation, the child was not healed. But you see, what had been going on, at least for me, and I think probably the same for Greg, is that, you know, just as pastors, we see people all the time in need. How can you not have your heart broken? There's just just as a follower of Jesus, there's a compassion that you have in needy people, right? But then as a pastor being asked to pray for people, and then when you study the Bible and you see the miracles in the Bible and the promises in the Bible about healing, God had been building something in me with wanting to pray and see people's lives touched and healed and see miracles done in Jesus' name. Not for my glory, for Jesus' glory and for the blessing of people. Well, that was before we even started Crossline Church. So for some time, there's been this desire to see God move in that way. One of our great prayer warriors, who is still one of our prayer warriors, although she doesn't attend our church anymore, and I only allowed her to move out of the area if she promised to pray for Crossline every day, and that's Minnie McFarlane. Minnie now lives on the island of Cyprus, where she's helping a new church planting effort. Tremendous prayer warrior and a woman with the gift of faith, and God has used her to pray and miracles to happen through her praying and apprehending God by faith. Minnie shared with me sometime back, this was several years ago, that she had had a dream, and in the dream it was a worship service, and I was preaching and I was praying, and there were people who were healed by Jesus. And that God spoke to her that was a word that she was supposed to speak to me, that God wanted to do that in our church and wanted to do that through my spiritual leadership. And I really thanked her for that word, and I prayed about it, and I felt like, yeah, I want to see that too. Now, fast forward a little more. I was in Haiti on a partnership with Pastor Forge and preaching at Pastor Forge's church, and Pastor Forge shared with me, you know, you bring the word so strongly, Pastor JP. I think God wants to also do a work in you and through your church to bring healing into people's lives. So that precipitated us inviting Pastor Forge and the team from Haiti to come here for All Things Possible. After that weekend, Pastor Forge spoke to me very directly and said, God gave me a very specific word about Crossline Church and what he wanted to do in your church and through you, and that was to see not only people saved and grow and follow Christ, but to see miracles in Jesus' name, see people healed. And I said, I think that's a word from the Lord. I'm praying for that too. Fast forward a little more. I was on a mission trip to Haiti, and one of our team members who just been one of our partners on the ground, if you've been to Haiti, it's Ocknell, and he is not one of the distinguished spiritual leaders, but very faithful servant worker, comes up to me and says, I had a dream last night, and in the dream, you were preaching, there was a woman who was a voodoo priestess, and you rebuked her, and the demon came out of her, and she was saved and set free, and then there were people who got saved and were healed and delivered. And I said, wow, may that be true. I love that dream. Fast forward again. I'm in Haiti, and I'm teaching at Pastor Forge's Bible College. And these are all these pastors that he's training to send out all over Haiti. And one of the guy that was translating was a guy I'd never met before, and he was a protege, a guy that Pastor Forge was mentoring. And he was translating, and I was teaching. I didn't even know what I was teaching on. And all of a sudden, he's translating, and then he stops translating. And I kind of look at him. And then he looks over at me and he says, when we're finished, can I talk to you about something? And I said, yeah, sure. So then we finished the teaching and then we took a little break and we sat down in a break room in between the next session to go up and teach. And he looked at Pastor Forge and he said, Pastor Forge, God's given me a word for Pastor JP. Can I share it with him? And Pastor Forge says, yeah, go ahead. So I'm like, all ears, right? And he said, let me ask you a question. Has anyone ever told you that they had a dream and in the dream you were preaching at your church and people were being healed? And I felt goosebumps all up and down my body. I said, yeah. And then they said, and did anyone ever tell you a dream and you were preaching in Haiti and it mentioned this particular place, the city of Laogan, which was exactly where the dream where Ocknell told me this happened, was in Laogan. And he said, and in the dream, a voodoo priestess came up and tried to disrupt the meeting and you rebuked the demon in the woman and she was set free and then everybody got saved and people were healed and demons were cast out. And I said, yeah, exactly the way you just said it. Someone told me that. He said, while I was translating for you, I just saw all that, like a picture before me. And he goes, God wants to use you not only preach the gospel and make disciples all over Haiti, but he wants to use you to pray for people so they get healed. And he said, and God told me, it's not just for Haiti, it's at your church. He wants to do this at your church. And what's going to happen in your church is people are going to be healed, and you're going to pray for people, and they're going to experience Jesus work in their life, and it's not going to be about you, and it's not going to be because of you, but it's going to be because this is what God wants to do in your church. This is all a backstory, okay? So I've shared this with our pastors. We've all been to Haiti. We've got a confirmation, and so you, if you've been coming to Crossline, you probably can tell since we had the Haitians here with All Things Possible, there's been a kind of a movement of wanting to pray more, wanting to seek God more, wanting to ask God more for miracles, wanting to claim his word. I believe that's what God wants to do, not because primarily I'm getting some confirmation from people who are speaking some words to me, but primarily from what the Word of God teaches us. And this passage in James teaches us. Because I want you to see something. I sent out to our elders some scriptures to pray over for this service because there is a progression in the scriptures, if you'll notice it. The Bible says that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. The Bible says that Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth. And the Bible describes in the four Gospels how Jesus healed people, cast out demons, set people free. I mean, it's in almost every chapter of the Bible. Read the Gospel of Mark. It's highlighted in Mark such that literally in every chapter in Mark, Jesus is praying for people, setting people free, casting out demons, healing people. He's exercising his spiritual authority. In Luke chapter 10 And Matthew chapter 10, it describes that, even back up before that. In Mark chapter 3, of all the people following him, he chooses 12 apostles. And in Mark 3, in choosing the apostles, he said, you're going to be with me. I'm going to give you authority to preach, and you're going to heal in my name. So he gave that same authority that the Father gave to him, he gave to the apostles, right? So now, Luke chapter 10 and Matthew chapter 10 says that there was this large company of Jesus, people following Jesus. There were the 12, then there was even a larger company. And even out of that larger company, he picked 70. And he chose those 70. He says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. I'm sending you, I'm giving you authority to preach, to cast out demons, and to heal people in my name. You go to the book of Acts, and you see the unfolding of that in the apostles and in the early church. Here you have a passage in James chapter 5. The first part of James chapter 5 says, if you're sick, call for the elders, not the apostles. The elders of that church. And let them pray the prayer offered in faith, calling on the name of the Lord, and they'll be healed and they'll be raised up. Prayer doesn't heal people. Faith doesn't heal people. Jesus heals people. Then the next verse says, and if they've sinned, their sins will be forgiven. Confess your sins to one another so that you may be healed. Jesus, the apostles, the 70, the elders, one another. I'll be the first to tell you, I don't know all the answers to all the questions about prayer and healing. But I can't escape what the Word of God teaches. If it was just Jesus, then I'd be okay. If it was just Jesus and the apostles, I'd be okay. If it was just Jesus, the apostles, and the 70, I'd be okay. But it's not. It's Jesus, the apostles, the 70, the elders, and one another. So this passage in this series that we're talking about is, you know, just do it. It's just pray and seek the Lord for healing. And what it tells us in this passage we're to do in seeking the Lord for healing is if we're sick, we should call the elders to pray over us, to anoint us with oil. And when the elders call on the name of the Lord in the prayer of faith, God will raise people up. And so we're going to do what the Bible says. I make no claims here. I just want to take the initiative to do what the Bible says and the power of the Holy Spirit and leave the results with God. So I've asked our elders, so if all of the elders of Crossline, if you guys just would come up here to the front, we've prayed, we've studied the scriptures, we have oil, nothing holy about it. But I did get mine in Jerusalem, so just to let you know. It's not oil that heals people. Oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit and of being consecrated to God. It's not even prayer. It's not even my great faith. I don't have great faith. It's Jesus. If Jesus chooses to heal people, he heals people. But we will pray for anyone. We will pray for anyone. And we are, as your shepherds, asking God to give us the faith, to pray the prayer of faith. We have communion stations set up. In just a moment, I'm going to dismiss us all to celebrate communion, to recognize it's through Jesus Christ that we're saved and we're healed and restored. He died for us. He rose again from the dead. And when we take the elements, we're reminded of that. And if there's anyone here who would like any of our elders to pray for you because there's some kind of sickness that you're wanting God to heal you or deliver you from, we will pray for you. And for the rest of us, if you're happy and you're praising God in the midst of other people seeking prayer, pray for them that God might do a work, you see. We want Jesus to move in and through our lives, and we want to experience everything that Jesus wants to do. Let me pray for us. God, I pray that you would extend your hand to heal, to set free, to deliver, to save, to bring prodigals home, to open blind eyes. Jesus, if it would be your will, I pray you would heal cancer and restore marriages, deliver children who are sick. Jesus, I pray that you'd bring hope to the hopeless, joy to the joyless. God, I pray that you would, in body, soul, and spirit, bring health and sanctification to people's lives. Holy Spirit, just take charge of everything that's going on in this worship service as we continue to seek Jesus, as we remember Jesus, as we pray to Jesus, as we sing to Jesus. May you transform our lives and transform this church. In Jesus' name, amen.